This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into hour number two, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features for free. Those other radio talk show hosts want to charge you for accessing their sites. I'm not sure. I guess it's just because they just can't get enough cash or whatever. I think a good talk show website should be for free. So enjoy ours on us at freetalklive.com. At the end of last hour, we started talking about Ron Paul, the Ron Paul campaign. One of our callers actually brought him up. A caller who described himself as a progressive, so-called, was really taken with what Ron Paul had to say during the GOP debate last week. And I think that more people, as they hopefully continue to have the opportunity to hear what Ron Paul has to say, will feel the same way as that caller.
I'm a little concerned that people won't have the opportunity to hear that because, it just seems like there's a media blackout.
And they're doing their damnedest.
And I'm sure the Republicans don't want Ron Paul heard.
Oh, I bet you're right.
And I don't see why the Democrats would see any benefit to seeing Ron Paul heard, so they don't want that to happen. And the media apparently is glossing over him, ignoring him. So I don't know.
Yeah, even though he won the polls, he won the MSNBC poll, he did very well in the Drudge Report poll,
he won the
ABC News poll, even though he's winning polls on the internet, they're brushing him off,
The MSNBC poll, they were the sponsor of the debate.
Right.
Their poll, he won it, and to me that's very legitimate.
Right, they're either not commenting on Ron Paul, or they're coming out with hit pieces against Ron Paul. There was a Washington Post hit piece that came out that actually attacked Ron Paul and Democrat Mike, is it Garvel or Gravel? I don't have the name.
One of those.
Mike Gravel, or whatever his name is, because Mike Gravel is, I guess, a candidate who has said, he's come out and said that he doesn't expect to win, and so the Washington Post said, well, why are they even letting him in the debates? Why are they even covering him? Apparently, Mike Gravel is one of the few candidates who's actually come out and advocated legalizing marijuana. So, I mean, he's a little bit different, I guess, than most of the... I guess he's sort of the Ron Paul of Democrats, not to say he's for liberty, but he's just different from some of the other Democrats. And so the Washington Post was basically advocating that both Ron Paul and Democrat Mike Gravel should be ejected from future debates. So they're either completely ignoring him or trying to marginalize him, trying to act as though he's got no support. In fact, ABC News, I think, came out with an article that basically claimed that Ron Paul has no supporters and that all of the polling results you see are from three internet activists going around and voting 100 times.
As though that's possible.
Well, we've got evidence to contradict that.
Right, and if ABC says so, what they're doing is admitting their own incompetence. If there is such a way for three activists to go around and drum up the 10,000 votes on the ABC, if they were able to drum up that kind of support on ABC, then they're not IP checking.
Most polls are IP checked.
Of course they are.
The MSNBC poll certainly was, and there were 80,000 votes there, and a good percentage of them went to Ron Paul.
And, you know, can you imagine how difficult it would be to vote 1,000 times if you had to put, I don't know, even if you had dial-up, it would take you, at the minimum, a minute between each vote.
Minute. So even if it's true that it was a handful of people doing that, that means that Ron Paul's activists are more dedicated than everyone else's. But nonetheless, there are some real tangible things that we can look at, and we'll do that here in a moment. But first, more about the media blackout of Ron Paul. Dick Morris, who's a political pundit, he ignored Ron Paul altogether. Now, he managed to find time to mention Jim Gilmore, Mike Huckabee, Duncan Hunter, Tom Tancredo, and Tommy Thompson, all the other, you know, little guys. Heck, he mentioned every other candidate besides Ron Paul, even listing specific winners and losers. Since a candidate like Ron Paul isn't allowed to exist in Dick Morris's world, apparently he couldn't win or lose. So he just didn't even comment on Ron Paul. Now we have the phenomenon of Yahoo News inexplicably excluding Ron Paul from its list of GOP candidates.
Yes.
Yet they've included Mike Huckabee and Duncan Hunter, whose combined support in the polls trails Ron Paul's. Stunned, I actually called Yahoo and left a voicemail message for their chief communications officer, included my email address. In their emailed reply, I was told, quote, according to the latest FEC filings, it is our understanding that Congressman Paul has not officially entered the 2008 presidential race.
But he has.
But has only gotten to the stage of forming an exploratory committee. Huh? Unannounced candidates are allowed into the debates? Can't possibly be true, I thought. So I went to the Federal Election Commission website, and after 3 seconds of searching, I found Ron Paul's filing statement dated March 12th. That's funny. I was told Yahoo had consulted the latest FEC filings. Well, here are Ron Paul's documents, right here, and he links to them. But to Yahoo's credit, after I sent them this documentation, I was told they would have a page up for Ron Paul within a week. That's acting fast, huh?
God bless them. They sure got the email back quick.
But apparently it's going to take persistence and vigilance to ensure that Paul is treated fairly. As of yesterday, for example, ABC News began deleting and banning posts about Ron Paul, as well as posts complaining about the deletion policy. Since that post was written, ABC has begun blocking all comments about Ron Paul. The same media establishment that bought the Iraq propaganda package and then claimed to be oh so sorry is now trying to keep out of the limelight the one presidential contender who has actually bucked the establishment and does something other than parrot government media slogans. But that's what the mainstream media's purpose is, to define the nature of our political debate and to make sure that no fundamental questions are ever raised. In fact, they did a good job of that in the first debate. They had this sort of online scam at Politico.com where they would let people go in, submit a question for the debate.
Mm-hmm.
And then you could go and vote on the questions that you thought should be included in the debate. And I guess, you know, they sort of got out of this idea by saying that, well, we'll submit these, you know, the final 10 questions or whatever to the debate coordinators, and then they will choose which ones are asked. And so all of the decent questions that were voted up. Downsize DC had voted up a question about the Read the Bills Act, for mm-hmm. instance. The marijuana activists had voted up a drug war question. You know, all of the good questions were completely ignored during the debate. And that's because the media picks and chooses at its leisure what should and what should not be allowed. No, I don't mean that the heads of these organizations held a special meeting and after exchanging the secret handshake pledged to keep mum about Ron Paul. My point is that no such meeting is necessary. As shills for the establishment, they think alike on everything that matters. While marginal debate is to be permitted here and there, truly independent voices are to be demonized, drowned out, or better yet, ignored altogether. The media establishment likes the status quo just the way it is.
Mm.
And this is all the more reason for people interested in Ron Paul to talk about him, write about him, and light up the internet about him. Not only will you serve the cause of genuine political debate in this country, if we wind up with Rudy and Hillary, what on earth will they have to debate about? But you'll also tick off the race of clones who will give us the only news that they think that we need. That's reward enough, isn't it? Let's go to the phones and talk to Joe in New York. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hey, Joe.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Great. What's on your mind?
All right. No, I was just listening to you guys a second ago, and I was on Yahoo's website, and he actually happens to have a page up. They put him up.
Cool.
Oh, great. That's so excellent.
Yeah, I'm really happy about that. I'm a big supporter of Ron. You know, there's a couple of things I don't agree with him about, but you know what? He's got the best chance for liberty in this country, so I'm so thrilled about him.
Yeah, he's the best candidate I've seen so far. That's for sure.
And I just want to say
this is yes.
Sorry. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I think this is good news that the American people are utilizing the internet to really tweak these media outlets, to really let them know that they're pretty angry with the fact that they aren't covering the Ron Paul campaign as fairly as everyone else. And the internet has really allowed people to take action unlike they ever would have been able to do in 1996 or even 2000. It's unprecedented. Oh, yeah. And it's because of this sort of activism, people emailing Yahoo, emailing ABC News, that sort of thing, and calling them. It's because of that sort of activism that Ron Paul is even being considered to be allowed in the debates.
Yeah, I try and push him daily. I talk to one person or two people a day about him at least. So, I mean, just getting his word out and just the liberty message in general.
What sort of responses are you getting from people as you're talking to them?
Nobody knows about him. And you know what? To be honest, I let my grandma, who's actually a Republican, and I let her hear him. And she's like, wow, I really like him. I wonder why I'm not getting your messages. Getting any play on the media, so it's like, well, you know, this is why Fox News and the major media are owned by four corporations, and it's impossible to get a true message out. It's totally against their beliefs. So
yeah,
I mean,
thank goodness
the other
for the
thing,
internet. Yes,
yeah,
sir.
Thank God they're doing great. I just wanted to say one other thing real quick. Thank you guys. I just started listening to you guys a couple days ago, and
awesome.
I listened to every podcast that was available on iTunes, and thank you guys for what you're doing, and they keep
great.
Listening.
Well, welcome aboard, and we look forward to hearing from you again in the future. Thank you, Joe, and keep up the good work out there. 800-259-9231. Some numbers coming up here that show that Ron Paul actually may be the most searched for phrase in the blogosphere. To point that out, this is Free Talk Live.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us up the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They have both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full-spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or to the state? You are not alone. Nationwide Tax Relief is here, and we can get you a fresh start. I'm Richard Boggs, founder and CEO of one of the largest tax resolution firms in the country. If you're suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, my staff of expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt. Do not fall for the scams that promise everyone some fast, pennies-on-the-dollar compromise. If you owe more than $20,000 in any IRS or state taxes, you've got a serious tax problem. So get serious. Call Nationwide Tax Relief. We're honest, and we'll treat you like family. Call us for your free, confidential consultation. Again, you're not alone. You've got Nationwide.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief today at 1-800-958-2677. That's 1-800-958-2677.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up what you want. Toll free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line for you. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features for free. Bulletin board system included. Over 225,000 posts. Over 1,400 people interacting. A lot of fun. And it's free. BBS.freetalklive.com. Get interactive. BBS. FreeTalkLive.com. And SACL CAI has a full orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful, so they record every call and have the best equipment money can buy, so your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com or call 800-544-6359. Do business with businesses that support Free Talk Live. That's 1-800-544-6359 for SACL CAI. Now, our number is 800-259-9231. You bring up what you want as we continue a little bit more discussion about the Ron Paul campaign. If you've been paying attention, then you know that the media is doing their best to shut out Ron Paul. Now, he's got a level of support that can't be denied, for sure. That's why they're even allowing him into debates in the first place. Because if you don't allow Ron Paul into the debates, but you let all these other schmoes into the debates, then people get outraged, and they call, and they email, and they contact the people that are organizing these things.
Right. They're dragging their feet, apparently, is probably the best way to describe it.
Right.
It's not entirely a blackout. It's just a foot drag.
They've been successful in getting Ron Paul into the first debate. He's scheduled to be in next week's debate as well, on the 15th.
How could he not be in that one after he won the online polls? I mean,
exactly.
And at that point, what can the online people do? The polling sites, wouldn't they be remiss in not making tougher polls to vote in? I mean, I guess probably the most effective thing they could do is have IP check and email check.
Email verification.
Verification. I think that that's it might be tough to get people to vote in a poll like that.
It's true,
but.
Nonetheless, so the media blackout continues with Ron Paul. However, there are certain things you just can't ignore. They're ignoring them, but we can't ignore them. They're screaming out to be talked about, and one of those things is Ron Paul's online rise. From USNews.com, to those who say the internet arcs toward the trivial, try this on for size. Currently, the most searched for phrase on the blog aggregate site technorati.com is Republican presidential candidate Ron Paul. Now, this article was written yesterday afternoon. And I just went to Techno Roddy's most popular searches.
Mm-hmm.
Still number one.
Mm.
Ron Paul, number one. Number two search, YouTube. Number three, MySpace.
Mm.
Number four, Galilea Montijo. I don't know who that is. Five, Juiced. And number six, Paris Hilton. So even old Paris Hilton can't even compete with Ron Paul. Now you're going to say, if you're one of these Ron Paul critics, you're going to say, well, it's once again the Ron Paul action squad out there just searching blogs over and over again so they can show up on Technorati, as though that's even something they considered to do. So, in that case, if you're someone who thinks that way, whoever wrote this article actually went and talked to Technorati to find out how reliable the statistics are. Commentators often refer to the internet as the great equalizer, but when it comes to the 2008 campaign, it appears the murky economy of web traction may even give an edge to the long shots. And Paul, a Republican congressman from Texas and an avowed libertarian known in D.C. as Dr. No for his persistent opposition to just about everything unconstitutional, is a long shot if there ever was one. He has yet to break 2% in a poll of GOP candidates and raised just under $640,000 in the first fundraising quarter of the year, pocket change compared with the three GOP candidates who topped $10 million. But his supporters have flocked to the internet with such enthusiasm that Paul is now showing up among the much, much richer candidates in various measures of internet traffic. Using sites like Dig.com, which allow users to vote on their favorite items to vault them to more prominence onto the site, they keep a steady diet of Ron Paul material coming through the pipelines. Technorati spokesperson Aaron Crane confirmed that to the best of the company's knowledge, the online support for Paul is genuine. So how are a comparatively small number of supporters able to keep up and in some cases outpace with the publicity machines of
opponents? Maybe it's not a small amount of supporters.
Maybe Americans really are interested in what this man has to say.
He was on the Republican debate a week ago.
Mm-hmm.
He won, from what we can tell, he won hands down the debate, beating all the rest as far as the online polls go, including the online poll of the sponsor of the event. Which, to me, that sounds legitimate as hell. I mean, Americans are probably just hearing Ron Paul's message. Ron Paul's message is extraordinarily similar to Ronald Reagan's message from 1980, when he beat Walter Mondale, and I think Walter Mondale got his own state in Washington, D.C., were the only electoral votes that Walter Mondale got.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not saying that Reagan lived up to his message. Reagan was very pro-military.
Big government, Reagan.
He was a big government guy once he got in there.
He had some good one-liners, but that's about it.
He did. He had a lot of great small government one-liners. And Ron Paul, I think he can carry that torch and perhaps even bring us, you know, actually deliver.
Right, because Ron Paul, as you pointed out before, actually votes no.
Right.
Unlike Reagan, who signed in all kinds of increases of government.
Right. You know, I mean, I would probably, if I had the choice between somebody who wanted to grow the government, be they Democrat or Republican, and somebody who, you know, talked about not growing the government, even though their voting record wasn't consistent, I would probably still be lean towards voting for the person who talked about small government rather than the person who talked about big government.
You know, the idea, the fact that Ron Paul is showing up as the number one searched for term on all of the blogs. See, now, if you don't know what technorati.com is, it is a website that essentially catalogs every single blog on the Internet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, millions and millions of tens of millions of blogs. They have them all. So if you go in, you type in a search phrase, it searches every single one of those blogs for that phrase. It's an amazing website. And so that's what I've actually got a little Technorati search that runs for Free Talk Live. So whenever Free Talk Live shows up on a blog somewhere, I see it.
Right.
And so this is the same thing, except it's Ron Paul's number one, which means that at least amongst Internet people, Ron Paul's message is really resonating, which says to me that, I mean, it could resonate amongst all of Americans, because a good chunk of Americans are now online, and it's a message that has not worn out in America yet. The pro-freedom, pro-liberty message, limited government message is still something that has widespread support, if only someone would actually mean it when they say those things. And Ron Paul's the one guy that actually means it. So hopefully Americans are keying in on this, and they're going to continue to support Ron Paul, and his support's going to continue to increase as he gets more more attention, and eventually the news media is just not going to be able to ignore him anymore. Eventually they'll realize that Ron Paul is a story, not someone to be ignored. The whole thing about Ron Paul is news. It's news. News is something that happens that is unusual. You don't get news stories about grandma's birthdays, because grandmas are having birthdays everywhere. You don't get news stories about a dead dog, because dogs die all over the place.
Right.
Things that are typical, things that are routine, aren't news by definition. News is exciting. News is something hot. News is something different. News is something worth reporting. And Ron Paul fits those definitions. He is an outstanding candidate who has a message that's absolutely different from the rest of those guys, but yet they ignore him as though he doesn't exist. We'll continue to watch his campaign for you and keep you clued in. Coming up, I don't know if it's a Fed employee, but some government guy has actually gotten fired, and it's over a, what, terrorism, Mark? Terrorism somewhere?
It's about guns.
Guns. All right, guns and government. We'll come back with that in your calls as well. Also, a gas station owner has been ordered to raise prices. We'll explain why. Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, in herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar-powered generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. And it's your show, and you can bring up what you want toll free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line, 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are completely free, and that includes live streams. There's a broadband version of the show and a dial up version waiting for you for free. Freetalklive.com. And Mother's Day is this Sunday. If you haven't gotten something for Mom, go to 1-800-Flowers.com and get her something nice. They've got flowers and gifts that she'll love, and they'll deliver on Mother's Day. Use code FTL to save 10%. 1-800-Flowers.com. As we go to the phones and to the fun, it's Tim in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tim.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up?
Hey.
I just had a little something, kind of an idea. So you guys are trying to get Ron Paul on the air.
Yes.
So what I was thinking was that all of the Free Talk Live listeners and ampers should all get together and contact us, Ron Paul 2008 email box, as well as calling to...
That doesn't seem necessary.
...kind of demand it.
I don't know if that's... That doesn't seem necessary to me. I don't think you'd... I mean, there's no reason to harass those guys. I mean...
Well, no, it's not harassment. It's just saying, hey, you know, this is a forum where people would actually listen to you and want to hear what you have to say.
You know, I have to take the other side of it. I think that Ron Paul has benefited greatly from his activists on the internet and knows that that's important. And if the emails were polite and they didn't really demand, but they requested that
right.
Ron Paul came on, and you know, if he got enough of them, he would certainly take that into consideration, or at least whomever. To me, I'm not advocating or you know, otherwise that you know that this be done.
I understood it, you'd already been in touch with the campaign. They already know that we're here, so I don't see why beat them over the head about it, I guess is the question.
Well, maybe
I guess,
not beat them over the head, but just kind of if some of the fans were to actually email or call in and say, hey, you know, we'd really like to hear Ron Paul on the show, or This would be a good.
He was just on Lars Larson. Apparently, he takes Lars Larson a little more seriously than he does.
Lars Larson.
That's all I'm saying. You know, I mean, they did make us an offer, which was a recorded show.
Yeah, no dice.
My
listeners are important listeners, and they need to be given the opportunity to call in. That's the number one reason why I won't go recorded.
Right, and I think that that's valid. At the same time, they did make us an offer, and mm-hmm. you know we turned down that offer.
That's
so
right.
I think that the right place to come from is please go on Free Talk Live.
There you go.
Right.
It'd be even better if we could get him in here live. Maybe when he's in New Hampshire. Now that would be the way to do it. So, thank you for the suggestion, Tim. We appreciate it.
All right, no problem.
Thank you for the call. 800-259-9231.
And if I was going to send those emails, I would recommend putting in the subject line pretty quickly what you wanted, like, Ron Paul interview on Free Talk Live or something like
that. Yeah, that way they can delete them without reading them.
They can. Well, what spam is a trick to get you to open the email.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't recommend spamming Ron Paul 2008. I'm just saying that I think that some politely worded emails might be helpful. I'm not recommending even that you send the emails. So, that's where I'm at.
Yeah, I think if they're polite, then it can't hurt. All right. So, Mark, you've got a story about a government guy that has actually been fired. I mean, this is news because government people don't get fired too often.
No, you've taken what I said. He's a government contractor.
Oh.
So, I mean, he simply had a contract and...
oh, that's different.
Yeah, that's a whole different story. Okay.
I was getting so excited there because it's very rare that they actually fire their government employees.
Right.
Like, you can be a government employee and you can molest children and odds are good you won't get fired.
Right. Now, this isn't a news story. This is a blog post. But once you hear the blog post, you'll realize this will never be a news story.
Okay.
So I have to take it for... Well, let's take it as fact, and we'll go from there.
All right, sure.
At least it's somewhere in the vicinity of fact.
Got it.
Okay, this is from R. Stevens of Diesel Sweeties. He says, I've been meaning to... I don't know what Diesel Sweeties are. I think it's a comic book. I'm not sure. I've been meaning to post about Three Panel Soul, the new comic by Ian and Matt McCall. Fortunately... I've got to do so under less than wonderful circumstances. I love this new strip because I'm finding it a lot more minimalist and relatable, also ridiculously funny. Matt was working as a contractor for a branch of the government. He made the mistake of being interested in the hobby of paper target shooting. At about the same time...
Wait, is this about a comic book or is this about a real-life incident?
It's about a guy who writes a comic book,
an
online comic. I can't imagine that he's raking in the dough from doing so.
Got it. Okay, so Matt is not the name of the character. He's the name of the guy who... Okay.
Right. I wouldn't be writing about a fictitious...
I just wanted to make sure I understood.
Yes. At about the same time as the Virginia Tech shootings. So he's interested in the hobby of paper target shooting at about the same time as Virginia Tech shooting. And he talked to someone about his hobby at work. Keeping in mind, he wasn't talking about... about these shootings. In fact, he was discussing how he wanted a gun which would make it difficult to kill someone. I don't exactly know what that means. He was
maybe difficult for a madman to kill someone should an armed individual be in the vicinity. That's my extrapolation.
Okay.
Go on.
He was promptly fired and not allowed back to work because people were scared of him. He's doing paper target shooting. People are scared of him.
Yeah.
To top it all off,
you get for working for the state.
To top it all off, he was later visited by police detectives for making a comic about his experience because
A
borderline terroristic threat.
Whoa!
Is terroristic even a word? Did they get that from the Colbert Report?
That was it?
That's the blog post. I'm not saying it's not a news item.
Yeah,
but a
believable one. I mean, we know that the cops have been
arresting. I have no doubt that this is true.
They've been arresting kids in school for writing stories that have violence in them.
Mm-hmm.
Not even necessarily gun violence, but just violence in general. They've been arresting kids for that. So it's no small leap to imagine that they would also go around and investigate an adult who happened to write something pro-gun. And it's kind of spooky. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. You know, that's where we're at in this country. Freedom of speech is under serious attack by the government.
It's scary.
I mean, he's lucky they didn't pick him up and throw him in a gulag. We're not far away from that. It's a legal thing to do now.
Mm-hmm.
According to the Military Commissions Act of 2006, fully legal for the government to come along and pick somebody up, throw them in a military prison somewhere, give them a military trial, maybe execute them, and never tell anybody about it. So, I mean, the fact that that is legal is kind of scary. In fact, I think you got a story about Alberto Gonzalez being asked some relevant questions to this topic in regards to, you know, torture and the terrible things that the administration has been engaging in.
Yes.
And some of his slime bag answers. I'm curious about that, if you get that right.
Okay. I got this from The Raw Story. And under the Bush administration, U.S. citizens can be detained as enemy combatants and arrested without being charged of any crime. Now, we know that to be true, that the Military Commissions Act of 2006 made it legal that the U.S. citizens can be detained as enemy combatants and arrested without being charged with any crime. Okay. At today's House Judiciary Committee meeting, Representative Brad Sherman, who's a Democrat in the Raw Story, does love Democrats, asked Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez whether any U.S. citizens are being held today for over a month who have been denied habeas corpus or access to an attorney. Seems like a pretty straightforward question, right?
Sure. Yeah.
Are you
doing what you have the legal ability to
right.
do?
You're the Attorney General, and are you holding any U.S. citizens without habeas corpus? Instead of giving an answer, Gonzalez replied, "You're asking me a question I haven't really thought about." He's not even considering. I mean, you know.
And I'm not going to think about it now.
Sherman then followed up and asked whether there are any U.S. citizens being held now by foreign governments or foreign organizations without access to attorneys as a result of rendition. You know,
rendition is where they take a U.S. citizen, put them on a plane, and take them over to another country that the U.S. government has an agreement with, that they hand you over to, you know, the Saudis or whatever, and they torture the person. They ask the questions, and then the U.S. guys stand around and watch.
Right. Well, Gonzalez said to that, it's just, quite frankly, I hadn't thought about this.
Amazing.
As though we've never done it before.
800-259-9231. We've reported on the stories right here on this show. It has happened. And when the news comes out, obviously these guys get nervous about it, so they want to keep this sort of thing quiet in the future. We'll continue with more. This is your show. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Did you know that the water you drink every day can be even more beneficial to your health? I'm not talking so-called enriched water, but I'm talking about electrolyzed water. RPA Biotech is an amazing American company that provides unique technology to transform water. Electrolyzed Plus water will alkalinize your water more powerfully than any other single nutraceutical because a body in an alkaline state can't grow pathogens, become allergic, or develop autoimmune disease or vascular degenerative illness. Electrolyzed water is non-toxic, non-corrosive, and environmentally safe for humans and animals. Alkaline water is available as a concentrate to be mixed with good, filtered, purified RO water, but not tap water, microstructured, alkaline, antioxidant water for consumption. Call for your Electrolyzed Plus Alkalinizing Miracle Rejuvenating Water Concentrate or other remarkable RPA Biotech products like Ultimate Fuel, Sport Performance Drink at 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871 or go to NutriMedical.com. That's NUTRI with an I, medical.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
I need to get my feet in shape for summer, but every time I get a pedicure, my feet look great. For a while, anyway. Then I have to go right back again because they get dry so quickly.
Listen, haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels, and they stay looking great, and my feet feel as good as they look.
What's the name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calyx ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, silky feet that look great in sandals, use enzyme-rich moisturizing Calyx ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Car Drug, HEB grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, there's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calyx.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with the building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops is the original formula that was copied by others but never duplicated. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by a master herbalist, Jim Strauss, after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. Then Jim said no. He developed Strauss Heart Drops, the formula that has been copied by others but never been surpassed. Get the original Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.99. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. You've probably heard about the other products that have tried to copy the Strauss formula. Well, get the original Strauss Heart Drops by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you can really do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Talk Live. And it's your show. You can bring up what you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features completely free. Though we do ask you voluntarily support the show by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier, as have done about 370 of our listeners. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com to learn what it's all about. You'll find out that all of our website features are free, so this is above and beyond all that. It's just for those who want to help support Free Talk Live to help us get on more radio stations, which, by the way, I mentioned we're going to be announcing a new station this weekend, and I expect we'll be announcing another new station the following weekend as well.
Really?
So it's been a very good month so far for adding new radio stations.
I love that stuff.
Basically, I've got the paperwork, so it's all official. It's just that we're waiting until they actually come on board to say hello.
Every radio station makes it easier to sell Free Talk Live.
And every phone call you make to your local radio stations makes it easier for us to sell Free Talk Live to them, as in to sell the concept of the show and get us on the air. And
well,
that's
what I was referring to was sell advertising
I know.
For Free Talk.
But that's part of what AMP is all about. Advertise, market, and promote. The idea is to get this show in front of as many radio station decision makers as possible, to get as many of them to add the show to their lineups as we can do. And the AMP program makes that possible by you sending in $3 a month. It's you and a bunch of other people that are all sending in these very small dollar amounts, but it adds up for us, and it makes it so that we can compete on the same level as the big shows with the big multi-million dollar budgets. I mean, we don't have a million-dollar budget, but we can look like we do, because we're just like Neil Bortz, for instance. He buys half-page ads in Talkers Magazine. He's got over 100 affiliates. We buy half-page ads. We've got 23 affiliates.
Right.
So,
well, you know, that that half-page ad is a grand a month to do. And, you know, it depends on what your marketing plan is. But your advertising budgets would be somewhere between 2% and 20% of your, you know, incoming funds. So that's saying, you know, we're in the big time if that's 2%, you know.
Right. So this is a great way for you to get behind the show and help promote the message of freedom and liberty as far and as wide and as fast as possible. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com to learn more about it. You'll learn some of the perks that you'll get access to as well as an amplifier. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Do you have more slimeball quotes from Alberto Gonzalez?
I do.
All right. This from the Raw story. He's apparently answering more questions or... Answering is
he hasn't been doing
really
a very
accurate.
Good job of answering any questions
right.
in the last couple of weeks.
Dodging, I guess. Mm-hmm. Slithering around.
Okay, so this is Representative Brad Sherman also asked Gonzalez, would it be your duty as Attorney General to make sure that their, that's the U.S. citizens, rights to habeas corpus were honored? After some hedging, Gonzalez finally agreed, yes. So,
That doesn't mean he's doing his duty.
No, it's not.
That's my duty. I'm not doing it.
He claims that you know he doesn't know whether any American citizens are being held as enemy combatants. He doesn't know whether any Americans are being held by foreign governments or foreign organizations without access to an attorney as a result of rendition. You know, he just doesn't know.
He's the top cop, but he doesn't know S.
Right. I mean, you would think that having done both of these things in the past, the answer would be either unequivocally yes or no. Mm-hmm. I mean, we have a policy here. It's not like asking...
Well, his answer wasn't no. It was, I haven't thought about that.
Right. Right. It's you're asking me a question I hadn't really thought about.
Right.
So he doesn't. It's not like I don't know. Or
he doesn't say, "Give me a moment. Let me think about what I've been told here by my, subordinates over the past few weeks." Let's see. Have I gotten any reports of anyone getting picked up? No, I haven't. You know, he didn't do that. He just said, "Okay, next question."
That's really it.
That's the end of the story.
That's the end of it. Yeah.
Okay. What a slimeball! You know, this guy is making Bill Clinton look like an angel. Remember his answer about, well, it depends on what the definition of is. You know that? Remember that from the 90s? This is even worse. Because at least in this case, we're talking about people being tortured, not somebody getting a blowjob under their desk. A little bit more serious. 1-800-259-9231. Merrill, Wisconsin, a service station that offered discounted gas to senior citizens and people supporting youth sports, has been ordered by the state to raise its prices. Center City BP owner Raj Bhandari has been offering senior citizens a 2 cent per gallon price break and discount cards that let sports boosters pay 3 cents less per gallon.
Okay.
What's wrong with that?
It's a discount.
Yeah, what's wrong with that? He's just trying to differentiate himself from the station across the street by giving certain groups of his customers a reason to come shop at his store. What's wrong with that, huh? If you can tell me what's wrong with that, 800-259-9231.
It doesn't sound any different than, sending a coupon to somebody's house.
But the State Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection says those deals violate Wisconsin's Unfair Sales Act, which requires stations to sell gas for about 9.2% more than the wholesale price. You know, we've talked on this show about the gas crisis and how governments around the country, different state governments, the federal government, all governments combined, the levels of taxes on a gallon of gas is usually around 50 cents a gallon.
That's about right.
Some lower, some higher. But about 50 cents per gallon of what you're paying at the pump is going to the government at whatever level. Compare that to approximately, 15 cents, 10 to 15 cents a gallon going into the pocket of the station owner.
On a regular unleaded gallon.
Right. And that's a huge differential. That's a huge difference.
Yeah.
And that's a persuasive enough point as it is. But what a shocker to find out. Now, we sort of already knew this was going on. It just hasn't shown up in the news a lot. But what a shocker this must be for a lot of people to find
out.
Did
you just say that the station owner, in fact, got 10 cents put into his pocket?
Yeah, am I wrong about that?
You are mistaken. It's about 10 cents
on.
It's about 10 cents that goes to the oil company. It's the station owners on a regular unleaded gallon of gas can go as low as 1 cent.
Well, not in Wisconsin, then. Because in Wisconsin, they've got a markup of a 9.2% mandate over the wholesale price.
I'm just telling you
there's no way that could be 1 cent.
How it can be. Right.
Right.
I'm just saying how
their margins are slim.
Right. It, places where they don't have a fixed amount that they have to mark up, then station owners go into competition mode. You don't want somebody going over and getting gasoline across the street when they could be getting gasoline on your side, and then if they get hungry, they put the little automatic clicker thing on the gasoline. Maybe I'll go get a Snickers bar. Well, the Snickers bar is where you get your markup and you make your money. It's not on the gallon of gas. It's not on the gasoline. Gasoline is a loss leader. It's not really a loss leader. It's darn close to a loss leader to get people into your convenience store to buy Coca-Cola for $1.50.
Thank you for clarifying.
Yeah.
But still, there are some states that are like Wisconsin where they do have these mandatory minimum sales prices, mandatory markups. And other states, they won't allow you to sell below cost. So, I mean, there's always I think in every state there's a law in place severely restricting the competitive ability of these gas stations.
That's because gas stations used to be very competitive in the pricing of their gasoline. And gas stations didn't want that. The powerful gas stations.
Back to mercantilism.
Yes.
What we were talking about last night. The existing gas stations didn't want they didn't want Raj Bhandari at the Center City BP selling his gas for less, which is what he was trying to do. And now the state has stepped in and demanded. Bhandari says he received a letter from the state auditor last month saying the state would sue him if he didn't raise his prices. The state could also penalize him for each discounted gallon that he has sold, with the fine determined by a judge. Bhandari, who bought the station a year ago, says he worries customers will think he stopped the discounts because he wants to make more money. about 10% of his customers had actually used the discount cards. So it was a pretty successful little promotion for him.
Right.
And now he's going to be prohibited by law
now,
from engaging in it.
This is in Minnesota or Wisconsin?
Wisconsin.
Now, apparently the line in Wisconsin is the reason they have this markup is so that it prevents the little guys from being tromped on by the big guys.
Oh, really?
That's what they say. and now if you think about it for a second, yes, that allows a little guy to get 9.2 cents per gallon.
9.2%, actually.
Okay.
Minimum markup.
Okay, so he gets 18 cents on a $3 gallon of gas. Anyway, you know, he gets a certain amount per gallon of gas, and it protects his profit margin from competition, which I think is wrong, period. But now, I can see how that would be the case, that little guys would have a better chance. But wouldn't the big guys just as much not want to be competed with by the little guys?
Sure.
I mean, you know, the little guy says, well, I can make a living here. The big guys have all that overhead, the, you know, middle management, district managers that go from store to store. The little guy doesn't have that. He manages his own place. I'm just wondering, you know, who managed to get this put through? It doesn't seem like the little guy would have the lobbying ability, and it's rare in my mind that, legislation for the little guy actually ever gets put through.
I think you're right about that.
I don't know. Just an idea.
You know, it's interesting when you look at government's involvement in certain industries in regards to setting prices.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, government should not be involved in setting prices.
Right.
But if the prices are too low, then it's unfair competition.
Mm-hmm.
If the prices are too high, then it's
gouging.
And if the prices are the same, then it's a cartel. You know, how do you win against these guys? You can't. You either play by whatever stupid rules they put in place, or you lose your business to a lawsuit by the Department of Agriculture, as Mr. Rajmandari is about to do, unless he gets in line with the government policy that is preventing him from giving senior citizens a discount on gas. Isn't the government supposed to be compassionate? Come on. This is a perfect example of how the government is nothing more than a gang of thugs inflicting their will on business owners and individuals. Hour 3's coming up. You take control.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.
When my